So, you know, this has really rapidly evolved over the last few years, and it's hard, you know, me sort of seeing this from the view of the general oncologist, it's been a little bit hard to sort out. And one of the things I've been trying to figure out is how useful these responses are to targeted therapy. You mentioned the issue of duration. So you have a couple of patients who were BRAF positive who got targeted therapy. Again, we asked for the last patient, non-selected, last patient where you used targeted therapy. And I want to ask you about that in a second. But Alan, again, getting back to the various triplets that are out there, I'm kind of trying to figure out why it is. It looks like there's a movement clinically in terms of what people are doing towards encorafenib, binimetinib, and an EGFR inhibitor. Is that because of hints indirectly that it might be more effective or less toxic?
I think it appears to be more effective if you look side by side with the other studies. I think it may also be we catch these patients earlier. Maybe they're in a little better shape, so you have a better chance to intervene in their disease.
Also, what's the, you know, you have three agents, and we went through this with melanoma with two. Now you're adding a third one on that have potential dermatologic effects here, Tony. How does it all add up when you give the three? How does it compare to, say, an EGFR inhibitor alone?
It's not much worse. If anything, it may be a little bit better.
That's what I've heard.
And one of the fascinating things, remember, the combination of RAF and MEK, the RAF inhibitors lead to skin cancers, squamous cell cancers of the skin. And those are almost not seen with a combination.
Yes.
So it's very interesting.
Yeah, and that's
so
what we heard in melanoma. Yeah,
they
seem
to
weird canceling out kind
correct.
Of thing.
Yeah, they seem to abrogate. Again, the three is better than the two together, and the two together may be better than the one here and one there. It's interesting that this is the one setting where actually we're using an EGFR inhibitor again.
Right.
And then a disease again, that doesn't typically respond to EGFR inhibitors.
Now, again, I assume that BRAF mutant right side disease, then what do you do?
It's the same thing. That's a patient you would use the EGFR antibody.
Okay, so sidedness really isn't an issue.
That's the rare patient, right? That's an incredibly rare patient.
But that's rare, but we do see that.
But you have to do the same.